GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Hey, Noel, that Joe Myers guy is dialed in. He's on line three right now to talk with us on GHRT. Joe Myers.
Well, I'm on Facebook right now, Rick. And hey, Joe, good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
I know George Hale is regretting the fact that he's not here, so we couldn't talk to you and meet you. Where did you get the idea for quarantine karaoke?
Yeah, so it actually happened less than a week ago, Tuesday night. I was feeling kind of down, a little bit depressed, like most people that are quarantined at the moment, and wanted to do something to turn my mood around. Went into my basement and started singing. And I have a piano down there, but I just got up and kind of did a karaoke-style song and posted it to my Facebook with the status quarantine karaoke. It just sort of came to me. And the next day, it just kind of hit me. What if there was a place where everybody could go and kind of create and share songs? And it's very therapeutic to do that anyway. And so I created the group, invited my 1,000 friends, and it just spread from there. I've done zero paid advertising or boosting. It's 100% organic growth, and it just took off.
Well, I just became a follower, or I guess I joined the group here, Joe. This is really something. You've been called the songbird of your generation.
I see love that post, that cover photo.
The cover photo. But how many followers do you have now? Tell us about this organic growth.
Yeah. So right now, when I looked right before this interview, and there's around 197,000 members at the moment.
Whoa! What's the number as of right now?
When I just looked, it looked like it was around 197,000 members.
And okay, one. Okay, Noel, yeah. Take a look at your agenda for today. Take a look at the rundown for today. Okay.
Sure.
Because when I typed this up yesterday,
Yeah, 125,000.
It was 125,000, and now you're up to 197.
Kaboom.
Plus.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. Exponential growth in this thing. Why is this thing so
hot
on fire?
Yeah.
That is a fantastic question, and I've gotten that from tons of people. Have been personally messaging me asking what is the secret, what have I done, and I wish I had a great answer or a silver bullet. The only thing that I can say is it was the idea. It was an idea that people just gravitated around. It has a very kind-hearted spirit to it, and there's some general guidelines and rules that are simply be kind, be respectful, live and let live. And really the idea is that people are going to just feel very secure in being vulnerable, singing their heart out from home, and then people are going to uplift them. And I've been trying my best to like people's videos, comment on every video that I possibly can. To me, sometimes it just takes one person to put a smile on your face and turn your mood around. So I'm trying to be there for as many people as I can. The volume at this point makes that near impossible. But the overall spirit of the group and the people that are in it are all just incredibly kind-hearted.
Well, it sort of becomes a Maine's Got Talent because you have these showcasing, I don't want to call them one-hit wonders, but some pretty terrific talent that I'm seeing.
Now, I got to jump in, Noel, and I got to correct you on one thing.
Please do.
It's not Maine's Got Talent.
No, and at this point.
Because. Tell him, Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. There have been people in all over the world at this point. It has grown that quickly and that far widespread. Japan, Australia, Belgium, of course, within the U.S. There's no way necessarily to see where everyone's posting from, but I would be willing to bet that every state is represented at this point. Because some people just say, hey, where's everyone from? And everyone starts listing California, Alaska, and it looks like every state has been represented at this point.
Well, that's the kind of contagion that we need, isn't it? That kind of explosive growth of positivity. I really like what you say on your page here this morning. Please help keep this page fun and beautiful. And we need a ton of that right now. And you're delivering it, Joe. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that there's, I've taken a step back and reflected on how fast it's growing. And there is some sweet irony in it. This is spreading faster than the coronavirus spread initially. And we are fighting back against the virus with positivity and love and hope. And it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Elephants in the room. Some people are perhaps, and I'm still trying to be positive about it, but I'm just being honest. Some people are stronger singers than others. But I love the fact that that people aren't judging.
No judgment.
They love what you're doing anyway.
Bring it.
If you're bringing the moves and if you're reaching for the note and maybe not quite hitting it, still you're going to get love on quarantine karaoke.
I posted the first video, and that's what it was. I created the page, volunteered to go first, and my video is not perfect, and there are notes that I'm not hitting. And that's okay. I wanted to set the example that it's okay to be vulnerable, not perfect, and there is a strict one-strike, zero-tolerance policy for anyone being critical of anyone else's singing, period. And that is the kind of spirit that I want in the group. It is loving and inclusive. Everyone is stuck at home. They don't have the option to go be around their support structure. So this is what is provided at the moment. I'm proud of having that sort of structure built.
But, you know, Joseph, that's a pretty tall order for one administrator. You know, I mean, you're coming up on 200,000, and how are you able to manage that? In my parlance, how do you police it to make sure that it's well enforced and you keep the integrity?
Yeah.
So certainly, and great question. At this point, I've built up a small army, but today's priority is doubling that of moderators. So there is a bunch of people that I've recruited to be checking out. And any time that there is inappropriate comments, people are flagging them. So at this point, the page is almost self-policing. They are flagging a comment. It immediately comes up as a notification. I can review it. And if it is, and I look at everything very carefully, if it's okay, I let it be. If it is something that is completely unnecessary and rude, then it is being deleted, removed, and if it's egregious, you're being banned for life. It is a one-strike policy, and I really don't have tolerance for anyone that's going to tear down other people. It's not hard to be kind.
Sure.
It's not a difficult job. So that is the precedent that is being set, and I expect everyone to adhere to those guidelines.
Could I appoint you governor right now? or maybe a mayor or something? Because I love what he just said. This is Joe Myers. He's from Brewer, and he is the guy that launched Quarantine Karaoke with now 197,000 members, and it continues to exponentially grow. We're wondering how... Are you monetizing this in any way? Are you making any? I knew the answer to that question. You're not making any money off of this.
No.
But still, you're giving your time and talent to it.
I'm pouring in every second of my day, much to my wife's chagrin a little bit.
You guys can start a support group,
yeah.
Rick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joseph.
But it's okay. She's also a moderator, so she's on the team. We're totally in it together for sure. I'm not monetizing it. I've gotten a lot of people reaching out, asking about ads, asking about different things. I really don't want to do anything to jeopardize the integrity of the group, and I do want to keep that spirit and kind of preserve that for as long as possible. At some point, I don't know what's going to happen, but I want to savor this time now. It is so special, and I don't want to do anything to interrupt that. So that's why I haven't done anything to monetize it.
Find them online at Quarantine Karaoke on Facebook. Is it on any of the social platforms? I should ask.
It's not. It's on Facebook only. And I've thought about looking at other platforms, but I'm simply having too much fun at the moment. So I'm trying to just enjoy every moment. The videos that are coming in are unbelievable, and I appreciate you, Rick, for sending your video in. I loved it. It made my day a couple days ago. And I mean, it's a great thing. I could sit there and watch videos all day.
It's funny how people that you don't know and people that you haven't had contact with in way back down the corridor of time, I'm talking like elementary school, finding you, seeing it, and then replying to you, it makes for it. It is very encouraging. It is very positive. And it's something to take a look at. And by the way, we want to tell you this, Joseph. We told people that you were going to be on today, and a listener sent us a note. This is just an example. One person sends this. You know, there are 10 others that just didn't, at least sent it, said, please make sure you post the rewind of talking with Joseph Myers because I want to send the link to my mom. Because apparently this guy's mom thinks you are the cat's pajamas for lunch and quarantine karaoke, Joe.
You know, when
I've gotten my Facebook is ruined. It will never be the same. My notification inboxes, it's crazy, but the amount of personal messages of people telling stories about depression, teetering on a cliff all day until they found this page, and then they just forgot about everything that was happening and have been smiling and laughing ever since. I couldn't even put it into words. It's so heartwarming.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.